Good evening. My name is Salud, and tonight I've written another adventure for you. If you like this story, please hit the like button and subscribe so we can go on more adventures together. And if you want more of my stories that aren't available on YouTube, consider supporting me on Patreon. Now, let's begin. There you are. You kept me waiting. You brought cake? That's so thoughtful. Thank you. This is going to be an amazing date. I can tell. I got the blankets and a bottle of wine. So we're all set. Shiress said there's a hollowed out tree in the cemetery that leads to a secret mausoleum. It's the perfect place for a necromancer date. Come on, let's go. I don't want a professor to catch us. Everyone else is getting ready for bed. Will you hold my hand? Thank you. Your gloves feel warm. Is there anything better than walking through a cemetery? The feeling of the dead all around is like a hug. You know, it's like they're all right here, waiting for us under the earth. Right beneath your feet. You know, if you need them. Oh, of course, you make me feel safe too. How could you not? I am dating one of the best necromancers in the school. So, I feel pretty good. Oh, I think that's the tree. Yeah, see how it's between those two grave markers made from pink granite? I guess it really is hiding in plain sight. I must have walked past this tree a couple times. How about you? Well, let's get a closer look. Do you see anything from your side? Sorry, I guess poking around an old tree isn't really a romantic date. If we could find the entrance, then we could... Hey! You did it! Perfect. Let's get all cozy with our blankets inside, and then we'll have a proper picnic. Cheers to finding secret places for romantic dates in cemeteries. It's only fitting since the necromancy school keeps so many secrets from us. We deserve one for ourselves. Oh, haven't you heard? They say there's an entire library that's hidden from us students. But I get upset thinking about it. I'd rather focus on you and our date. did you see the names on the intonements here? They're all from the Nakim family. They must have paid the school a ton to get a secret little mausoleum here. I kind of get why everyone says they're the creepy noble family. And those cakes you brought were amazing. Thank you. I'm so glad you accepted when I asked you out for a picnic. Did you know they're very fashionable at the Empress's palace? Because that's how all the nobles are doing their plotting now. Maybe it's because picnics seem so innocent? So no one would expect any scheming to happen at one. You're sweet. I think our picnic is great too. And it's cozy. Here, I brought another blanket so we can cuddle up. Does that suit you? Yeah? Oh, good. I'm feeling really snuggly. Perfect. Just let me soak this in for a moment. It feels like heaven, laying against you in a cemetery, blanketed and warm, protected and safe. Ah, I never want to forget what this feels like. Are you looking at me when I close my eyes? No fair. I want to stare at you too. Because you're cute. I like those eyelashes of yours. They're spectacular. I've been mesmerized by the curve of them when I sit beside you in class. Yeah, really. I wanted to ask you out for so long, but you're a quiet one. I assumed you didn't really go on dates or seek out the company of others. Even other necromancers. Yeah, that makes sense. It's getting to be crunch time for our year. I can't believe people have already started picking out topics for their thesis. I don't feel ready. I see. Listen, there's something I've been really curious about, and I just... Now that I've had a glass of wine and the chance to cuddle, things are going to get busy for us. And I really want something from you. Something I can keep. No, not like the earring in your ear. I want a secret. Yeah, come on, think about it. We're alone and on a date somewhere hidden with blankets and the resting dead all around us. It feels like we're in a place out of time. I want tonight to be even more special, so I never forget about it. Don't worry, I'll go first. I have a secret for you. And if my secret makes you want to run away screaming, that's okay. I won't stop you. Yeah, it's a big one. So you better give me a squeeze and look deeply into my eyes for the full effect, okay? I want you to feel like the necromancer protagonist in a romance novel. Why do I want that? Because you make me feel like I'm in one. Okay. Well, it's no secret that I'm in love with you. That I'm crazy about you, even. I don't believe in hiding how you feel when it comes to romance. You have to say how you feel and ask for the things you want. Like dates. But I think I know why. Why I'm so in love with you. And that's my secret. Yeah, that's big news, right? It's really hard for people to realize specifically why they love someone. It's such a powerful feeling. Taking it apart and dissecting it isn't easy. Har har, do you want to hear my secret or not? I mean it. It's a big secret, and you have to swear not to tell anyone. Okay, good. Here it is. I think I've loved you before. I don't know when. I just feel so comfortable around you. And everything about you is so familiar. The way your teeth line up when you smile, or the sound of your laugh. I adore it. I adore every inch of you. But these parts of you that I keep discovering while we date, they've never shocked me or surprised me. They're warm and expected. It seems like all of you is. Yeah, I mean, when you laughed at one of my jokes for the first time, your smile took my breath away. But it wasn't like I was discovering something new about you. It felt like a puzzle piece sliding into place. I thought to myself, Oh, of course that's what their laughter sounds like. It's beautiful. So, what's my secret? I think I loved you before, like I said. Maybe in a past life? But do you believe in them? Whenever we're close, I feel such relief. And when we kissed for the first time and I sunk into your arms, I remember thinking, I found them. I finally found them. Does that sound crazy? Maybe our love is just a comfortable one. Or maybe I am a little crazy. But I just wanted to tell you. And now you know. So I want a secret from you. I've done a wonderful job setting the stage, as usual. You're welcome. Oh, that is an excellent secret. Don't worry, I'll take it to my grave, and I'm really flattered by your trust. Why ask for a secret? Oh, I've been doing some reading. They say you can't really connect to someone without being vulnerable. Do you think that's true? Besides, the necromancy school keeps secrets from us. I know they're not telling us everything about our magic. I can feel it. Either way, I just wanted to see what your answer was. And it's a good excuse to get close to you and speak softly. Thank you for humoring me. You're a great date. And don't worry, you don't have to believe me when I say I think I loved you before. What matters is that I love you now. No, I mean it. How could I not? I see you. I see the quiet effort you're putting into each day, the grace you handle setbacks and problems with. I am in awe of you. And right now, the world ends at the edge of our picnic blanket. It's just us, alone with the dead, hidden away somewhere special. No matter what tomorrow brings, I want to remember this. Yes, come here, put your head in my lap. I want to brush your hair back and admire those eyelashes of yours when they flutter closed. Good. Now breathe with me. That's right, so we can savor the moment and be present. I want you to remember this forever. Feel the cool air of the crypt on your skin. The breath in your lungs. Feel the warmth of me and the picnic blanket. My fingers running through your hair. Good. Now we're going to breathe together. Take a deep breath in. Hold at the crest of your exhale. Good. Now release slowly through your mouth. Feel your chest deflate and inhale again. Excellent. You're doing great. Let your thoughts wander, but don't follow them. Just stay here with me. My time with you is so precious. I wait for it every week for just these moments we get. I want to savor every second we have together that the gods give us. Good. This is perfect. Just close your eyes for a bit. I'll watch over you and wake you when it's time to go, okay? Perfect. I love you. I love you. Have sweet dreams. Good night.